Y94 Morning Playhouse.
May I have your attention, please?
Welcome
to the Rat Report.
Well, I got good news and bad news.
Here we go. You ready?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
We begin the Rat Report with weird news for wildlife fans. The administrators of a British wildlife park say visitors are no longer allowed to wear animal print clothing because it can cause problems with the animals. Now, Chessington World of Adventures Resort has actually hired extra security to enforce the zero tolerance ban on leopard, tiger, zebra, and any other animal-based designs across their safari trails. Park spokeswoman Natalie Dilloway says visitors get so close to wild species that if someone wears the same pattern to the animal's coat, they can become overly friendly. Also, if they wear the pattern that a predator might recognize, it can have the opposite effect. She says the worst thing you could do is limp past the lion or tiger enclosure in a zebra print outfit. So basically, you wear anything with animal print, you may be humped or eaten. Hopefully that's a band most people listen to.
Look naked.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
We're already naked.
Naked on a beach.
I'm all naked and wet.
Naked.
Final story. Well, we're getting to that time of year where everybody gets out to their favorite haunted house attractions for some seasonal scares. Well, one place in Pennsylvania is trying to give patrons the biggest scare of their lives by making them feel as vulnerable as possible. Shocktoberfest in Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania is challenging visitors to strip down completely naked before entering the haunted house. It's called the Naked and Scared Challenge. And they say it's about fear and pushing oneself out of their comfort zone. I'll tell you what, depending who shows up, this might be more scary for the people working in the haunted house.
The Rat Report.
Have you learned anything?
Y94.